The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Then your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Listen to these words from our Lord Jesus Christ to Saint Faustina. He said, "I want to give myself to souls and to fill them with my love. But there are few who want to accept all the graces." My brothers and sisters, our Saint Paul, he begins the passage today and he says, "Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully." And I always thought he was talking about you and me. Right? Gosh, we need to do more. We need to try harder. Put forth greater effort. Who is the one who sows bountifully? It's God our Father. And he sows bountifully in us so that he can reap bountifully through us. But I think so many of us, we bought the lie that God sows sparingly. And we see this in our prayers, you know, and I'm as guilty as the next. You know, when we pray, it's like, okay, you know, you think of someone entering into an exam. "Oh, Lord, please, you know, help me just get through this. Let me pass this test." You know, why don't we pray? "Lord, let me get an A on this test. You know, I want to get 100%. I want the highest grade in the class." Or, you know, "Gosh, you know, I've got this great trial. Dear God, you know, pour out your grace. I have to survive this. Lord, let me conquer convincingly through this. You know, bring about the victory in and through me." You remember in the gospel where the blind man comes to our Lord and our Lord asks him, "What do you want?" And he says, "I want to see." And our Lord takes clay and he smears it on his eyes. The guy opens his eyes and he says, "I see people and they look like trees. Could the guy see?" Yeah, our Lord responded to his prayer. Could he see perfectly? No, but he didn't ask for that. He just said, "I want to see." Why didn't he say, "Lord, I want 20/20 vision. I want to be able to see like an eagle because you can do that." You know, that's how we should pray. St. Paul goes on, he says this, "God is able to make every grace abundant so that in all things you may have an abundance for every good work." Right? So everything we go into, we shouldn't say, "Lord, oh, give me grace to do that." Lord, give me the abundance of your grace so that you work so powerfully in and through this, that you sow bountifully in me to reap bountifully in this project you put before me. And St. Paul closes, "The one who supplies seed to the sower, which is God, and bread for food, will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest." Lord, increase my harvest so bountifully in me. And in that same passage, our Lord speaking to Saint Faustina, he closed, "My grace is not lost. If the soul for whom it was intended does not accept it, another soul takes it." The souls who believe that he sows bountifully, and those the ones who are really open to receive the abundance of his grace. Let us be those souls.